Today we'd like to see the title of Jehoshaphat and Jehoiada in 2 Chronicles chapter 22-23. To the souls on this online or through podcast or YouTube channel, on this we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 22 verse 3, he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 22, verse 7, his going to Joram was God's occasion for Ahaziah's downfall. For when he arrived, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question, chapter 23, verse 16. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between himself, the people, and the king, that they should be the Lord's people. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time, in 2 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 19-20, then it happened in the course of time, after the end of the 2 years, that his intestines came out because of his sickness, so he died in severe pain, and his people made no burning for him, like the burning for his fathers. He was 32 years old when he became king. He reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and two, no one's soul departed. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of kings. As Elijah's prophecy, Jehoram had been punished with the Eli's of intestines. The purposes of God about affliction are to awaken me to my condition, to mold me to be used for Him, and to draw me back to Him into the undivided love of God. But Jehoram, the fifth king of Judah, became worse after the Lord's allowing the happening to cause him to turn back to him. Here, time order of kings between Israel and Judah. In Israel, Ahab married Jezebel. Ahab's sons were Ahaziah and Jehoram. Ahab's daughter was Athaliah. Jehoram was killed by Jehu. In Judah, Jehoshaphat's son was Jehoram, who married Athaliah. Ahaziah was Athaliah's son. Ahaziah visited on his uncle Jehoram by mother's side at Israel, being killed by Jehu. Joash was the son of Ahaziah, being protected by Jehoshaphat, the sister of Ahaziah, from Athaliah's insane killing of Davidic bloodlines. Athaliah was not necessarily of the mother of Jehoshaphat, who was the wife of Jehoiada the priest. Chapter 22, verse 1. Then the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his place. For raiders who came with the Arabian into camp had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. Ahaziah was 42 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of the Omni. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to the wickedly. Isaiah, the sixth king of Judah, had ungodly influence over his mother Taliah, the idol worshipper. Here are dual duties owed to God. One is the parent duty to bring their children up in training and admonished of the Lord, Ataliah failed. The other child duty to test, hold fast what is good by the Spirit whose sword is the word of God. For therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. He also followed their advice and went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, and Ramoth Gilead, the Syrian, wounded Joram. Then he returned to Jezebel to recover from the wounds which he had received at Ramah when he fought against the Hazael, king of Syria. And Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, his uncle, the son of Ahab, in Jezebel, because he was sick. Jehoram, the ninth king of Israel, was wounded from the war against Hazael, king of Syria. Then Ahaziah, the sixth king in Judah, visited on his uncle Jehoram in Israel. Verse 7, his going to Joram was God's occasion for Ahaziah downfall. For when he arrived, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. Question 2. Jehu, the chief soldier of Ahab, was anointed as the king of Israel to strike down the house of Ahab and Jezebel, the Syrian idol worshippers. So while Jehu was striking down the house of Ahab, Ahaziah, the sixth king of Judah, Ahab's grandson, and Jehoram, the ninth king of Israel, Ahab's son, were killed by Jehu, the evil instrument of God. See verse 9. And it happened when Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab and found the princes of Judah and sons of Ahaziah, brothers who served Ahaziah, that he killed them. Then he searched of Ahaziah and they caught him. He was hiding in Samaria and brought him to Jehu. When they had killed him, they buried him because they said he is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no one to assume power of the kingdom. Jehu's soldiers killed Ahaziah, honoring him by burial as the son of Jehoshaphat, the fourth good king of Judah, actually his grandson. They just didn't leave the body out for the dogs and the birds to eat. 10. Now when Ataliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs of the house of Judah. Ataliah's mother of Ahaziah was insane due to the deaths of her son Ahaziah, her brother Jehoram, destroying all the royal heirs of the house of Judah. Davidic blind line, whose descendant would be the Messiah coming according to Davidic covenant, God's promise to Nathan to David, that second sermon, chapter 7, 16, 11, 12. But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of Chan, took Joashi, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered, and put him and his nurse in a bathroom. So Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Joram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Ataliah so that she did not kill him. And he was hidden with them in the house of God for 6 years, while Ataliah reigned over the land. Jehoshaphat was the daughter of the fifth king Jehoram in Judah, the sister of sixth king Ahaziah, and the wife of Jehoiada the priest, hiding Joash the son of Ahaziah from Ataliah, who reigned Judah for 6 years. Now 23. In the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and made a covenant with the captains of 100, Azariah, the son of Jehoram, Ishmael, the son of Jehothanam, Azariah, the son of Obed, Manasseh, the son of Adiah, Elishaphat, the son of Zichri. First one, after 7 years, Jehoiada the priest go up to move out Ataliah, the adulterous ruler, and her followers to renew their commitment to the Lord. It's a lesson that divine ministers should preach in season or out of season, convince it, rebook, keeping patience and teach the word of God, like Jehoiada's demanding God's law, especially in spiritual calamity status. And they went through Judah and gathered Levites from all the cities of Judah and chief priests, fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. Then all the assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God, and he said to them, "Behold, the king's sons shall reign, as the Lord has said of the sons of David. This is what you shall do: 1/3 of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and the Levites shall be keeping watch over the due doors; 1/3 shall be at the king's house, and 1/3 at the gate of the foundation. All the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord, but let no one come into the house of the Lord except the priests and those of Levites who serve. They may go in, for they are holy, but all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. And the Levites shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand. Whoever comes into house, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king when he comes in, when he goes out." So Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded, and each man took his man who were to be on duty on the Sabbath with those who are going off. Duty on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest had not dismissed the divisions. Jehoiada the priest gave it to the captains of 100, the superiors and large and small shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of God. Then he set all the people, every man with his weapons in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and by the temple, all around the king. 11. And they brought out king's son, put the crown on him, giving him the testimony, and made him king Then Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, Long live the king. Jehoiada, the high priest, and his son priest anointed Joash as the seventh king of Judah. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of people running, praising the king, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by his pillar at the entrance, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing, blowing trumpet. Also the singers with musical instruments, and those who laughed and praised. So Athaliah tore her clothes and treason, treason. 14. And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set of the army and said to them, Take her outside and guard her, and slay with the sword whoever follows her. For the priest had said, Do not kill her in the house of the Lord. 15. So they seized her. She went by way of the entrance of the house gate into the king's house, and they killed her there. Athaliah was killed, but during her reigning, Judah had went back to the Lord, that Baal was worshipped in Jerusalem. 16. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between himself, the people, and the king. They should be the Lord's people. Here was a spiritual reform. Judah had sunk through the wicked influence of previous ruler Jehoram. 'Ruler Jehoram, Ahaziah, and Athaliah, they had been defeated by Jehoiada and his followers. So here was a renewal of their commitment to the Lord. We will be Jehovah's people. We are going to obey God's voice and God's covenant, God's word. We are going to serve the Lord. We are going to put the Lord first. We are going to keep the Lord first in our lives. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. However, many Israelites were disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But those obedient to the word become the people of God, His own special people. So we need to renew time by the Spirit, whose soul is the word of God. 17. And all the people went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They broke in pieces its altars and images and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Jehoiada reinstated the temple proceeds and worship service based on the original plans set by David as recorded in 1 Chronicles 24-25. Also, Jehoiada appointed the oversight over the house of the Lord to the hand of the priest, the Levite, whom David had assigned in the house of the Lord to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was established by David. And he set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord, so that no one who was in any way unclean should enter. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the nobles, the governors of people, and all the people of the land, and brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and they went through the upper gate to the king's house and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoice, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Atalaya Uttasura. So we're covering for the questions, continuing to keep on prayer for them, delivered over the word of God here at Calvary and on his missions area, continuing to keep on prayer for them. Also other mission efforts. Let's just sing all together Maranatha song on brochure. God bless you.